G500 limitations. What is the wingspan? 87 feet, 1 inch. What is the length of the aircraft? 91 feet, 2 inches. What is the tail height of the aircraft? 25 feet, 6 inches. What is the minimum taxi turn radius for a 180-degree turn using the tiller? 60 feet. What is the minimum taxi turn radius for a 180-degree turn using the rudder pedals only? 125 feet. What are the maximum number of passengers? 19. When is a runway considered wet? More than 25% of the reported length and width used covered by any visible dampness that is 1/8 of an inch or less in depth. When is a runway considered contaminated? More than 25% of the reported length and width used covered by any frost, ice, snow, slush that is greater than 1/8 inch in depth. What is the maximum runway slope for takeoff and landing? Plus or minus 2%. What is the maximum tailwind for takeoff or landing? 10 knots. What is the maximum crosswind component for landing when operating in any flight control law other than normal? 10 knots. What is the maximum tailwind component for landing with flaps 10 degrees or less? 0 knots. What is the static takeoff crosswind limit? 30 knots. What is the maximum approved airport pressure altitude for takeoff or landing? 15,000 feet. Below what ambient temperature is engine start prohibited? Below extended exposure to temperatures below minus 40 degrees. What is the maximum operating altitude? 51,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude with rudder failure or jam? 35,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude with a single air conditioner pack operating? 48,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude for extension or flight with the landing gear extended? 20,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude for extension or flight with flaps 10 or 20 degrees? 25,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude for extension flight with flaps down? 20,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude with the interior baggage compartment door open? 45,000 feet. What is the minimum control airspeed for flaps 10 degrees and flaps 20 degrees? 120 knots, flaps 10 degrees, 112 knots, flaps 20 degrees. What is the minimum control speed air landing? 109 knots. What is the minimum control speed ground? 111 knots. What is maneuvering speed? 206 knots. What are the maximum flaps extended speeds? 250 knots flaps 10, 220 knots flaps 20, and 180 knots flaps 39. What is the maximum landing gear extended speed? 250 knots. What is the maximum landing gear operation speed? 225 knots. What is the maximum emergency landing gear extension speed? 175 knots. What is the maximum operating Mach number? 0.925 Mach when above 35,000 feet. What is the maximum operating velocity? 340 knots. What is the maximum airspeed with yaw damper failure? 285 knots, 0.90 Mach. What is the turbulence penetration speed at or above 10,000 feet? 270 knots or 0.85 Mach, whichever is less. What is the turbulence penetration speed below 10,000 feet? 240 knots. What is the maximum tire ground speed? 195 knots. What is the maximum speed in any flight control law other than normal? 285 knots or 0.90 Mach. What is the maximum speed with any primary flight control surface or spoiler failed? 285 knots or 0.90 Mach. What is the approach speed for normal approaches, flaps 39? VREF plus half the steady state wind plus the gust increment up to a maximum of 20 knots. What is the minimum approach speed? VREF plus 5 knots. How long must approach speed be maintained? Until the runway threshold. What is the maximum flight load acceleration with flaps 0 degrees? Minus 1 to plus 2.5 G. What is the maximum flight load acceleration, flaps 10 or flaps 20? 0 to 2.0 G. What is the maximum flight load acceleration, flaps down? 0 to 2.0 G below maximum landing weight, 0 to 1.5 G above maximum landing weight. What is the maximum zero fuel weight? 52,100 pounds. What is the maximum ramp weight? 80,000 pounds. What is the maximum takeoff weight? 79,600 pounds. What is the maximum landing weight? 64,350 pounds. What is the minimum flight weight? 48,300 pounds. What is the maximum baggage compartment weight? 2,250 pounds. What is the maximum fuel imbalance? 1,000 pounds for takeoff, 2,000 pounds in flight. What is the minimum operational safety factor that must be applied to unfactored landing distances? 1.15. How high is landing field elevation limited with the CPCS in semi-mode except in an emergency? Less than 10,000 feet MSL. What is the maximum cabin differential pressure? 10.69 PSI in flight, 0.3 PSI for taxi, takeoff, and landing. What is the maximum duct temperature during manual zone control? 200 degrees Fahrenheit. At what temperature must at least one ECS pack be operating during ground operations with APU or engine operating? Above 98 degrees Fahrenheit. When is the use of autothrottles prohibited? During single-engine approaches or any approaches with flaps 10 degrees or 0 degrees. When is autopilot use prohibited? During single-engine go-around. What is the minimum autopilot engage height? 200 feet. What is the minimum autopilot disengage height from an ILS or LPV approach? 90 feet AGL, flaps 39, 130 feet AGL, flaps less than 39. What is the minimum autopilot disengage height for other than an ILS or LPV approach? 200 feet AGL. What is the maximum demonstrated altitude loss for a coupled go-around? 50 feet. What is the minimum airspeed for effective RAD operation? 200 knots. When is speed brake extension prohibited? With flaps 39 and/or with landing gear extended. What is the maximum speed when operating in a flight control law other than normal? 285 knots or 0.90 Mach. What is the usable fuel capacity when gravity refueling? 22,500 pounds. What is the usable fuel capacity when pressure refueling? 30,250 pounds. What is the minimum allowed fuel tank temperature? Minus 37 degrees C with greater than 5,000 pounds total fuel, minus 30 degrees C with less. At what temperature and general conditions do icing conditions exist? When SAT or TAT is between 10 degrees and minus 40 degrees C, and visible moisture in any form is present, including on ramps, taxiways, or runways. When must wing and CAL NTI systems be used? When entry into icing conditions is imminent or immediately upon detection. When is automatic anti-ice inhibited? Below 400 feet AGL and above 35,000 feet. When will wing anti-ice operation result in an automatic higher engine idle speed, and what will that idle speed be? In flight with TAT less than 0 degrees C, about 47% and 1. What is the minimum airspeed with wing anti-ice operating and the flaps up? 200 knots. What are the restrictions for using wing anti-ice for takeoff? It must be selected at least 4 minutes prior to setting takeoff power. The wing temperature must be stabilized at 130 degrees and must be verified. What are the single bleed source wing anti-ice restrictions? Can only use one ECS pack, maximum altitude is 32,000 feet, automatic mode is prohibited, wing temperature must be at least 100 degrees Fahrenheit prior to entry into icing conditions. When can flaps or landing gear be extended in icing conditions? Takeoff, approach, and landing only.
What must be done prior to flap retraction if flight in icing conditions with flaps extended for more than 10 minutes has occurred?
The flap leading edge must be verified clear of ice by visual inspection of the area on the ground or winglet leading edges while in flight. When is CAL anti-ice required for taxi and takeoff? When SAT is 10 degrees C or below and visible moisture, precipitation, or wet runway are present. What is the cumulative time limit with wing anti-ice on for takeoff when operating with type 2, type 3, or type 4 fluids applied? 20 minutes. What is the minimum distance of refueling operations for use of weather radar? 50 feet. What is the minimum distance of ground personnel for use of the weather radar? 11 feet. For what airports should terrain inhibit be selected on? For airports not in the EGIPWIS database. When is the use of VORAP mode prohibited? When VOR station overflight is required during any portion of the intermediate or final approach segments, excluding the missed approach point. When can SFD declutter mode be used? It is prohibited. When are crew and passenger oxygen masks not approved for use? At cabin altitudes above 40,000 feet. What is the passenger oxygen system time limit? 15 minutes above 25,000 feet cabin altitude. What are the single bleed source restrictions for use of wing anti-ice? Single pack and 32,000 feet maximum altitude. What is the maximum guaranteed APU start altitude? 37,000 feet. What is the maximum operating altitude for the APU? 45,000 feet. At what temperature is takeoff with the APU operating prohibited? Above 45 degrees C. What is the APU starter cycle limit? 3 consecutive start attempts with 1 minute cooldown periods between each attempt, followed by a 1 hour period. Is the use of external DC allowed to start the APU? No. What is the minimum ambient temperature for APU ground start? Minus 40 degrees C. When must the internal baggage door be closed? Above 45,000 feet. What is the maximum start TGT? 975 degrees C. What is the maximum TGT and time limit for takeoff? 965 degrees C for 5 minutes. What is the maximum continuous TGT? 956 degrees C. What is the takeoff thrust time limit with all engines operating? 5 minutes. What is the takeoff thrust time limit with one engine inoperative? 10 minutes. What is the time limit for engine operation below 0G? 7 seconds. What is the power plant crosswind tailwind limits for engine start? 40 knots cross, 25 knots tail. What is the power plant crosswind tailwind limits for high power above 30% N1 ground operations? 25 and 20 knots. What is the power plant crosswind tailwind limits for taxi? 40 and 40 knots. What is the power plant crosswind limits for a normal takeoff? 30 and 10 knots. What is the air start envelope for an assisted APU or crossbleed start? 30,000 feet maximum altitude from VMIN to VMO. What is the air start envelope for a windmill start? 16,500 feet maximum altitude, 250 knots to VMO. At what speed must reverse thrust be canceled to reach reverse idle by 60 knots? When is the use of both thrust reversers prohibited? Below 10 knots ground speed. What is a normal power plant start cycle? 3 start attempts of up to 3 minutes with 15 seconds between each attempt, followed by a 10-minute cooling period. What is an extended power plant cycle? 1 start attempt of 5 minutes, followed by a 10-minute cooling period if the attempt exceeded 3 minutes.